Let's go get him. I put a tracking device on his metro on the way in.
Way to think ahead, Trent.
Yep. I had that feeling I'd screw everything up again and he'd get away.
Quick, get in the caravan. I'll drive.
Oh, you always get to drive when we chase the villains.
Just get in.
He's on 69th Street. We can cut him off if we head down Blumpkin Ave.
There he is! Quick, Hercules. After.
Oh, good idea. What would we ever do without you in the car, Trent?
What a madman. He didn't even come to a complete stop at that stop sign.
I know. And he hasn't used his blinkers for like half a mile now. Pure evil.
Hey, look, it's a street vendor. I could go for a chili dog.
Good call. I need something to drink. This poorly written car chase is making me thirsty.
3 chili dogs, please.
Here you go. That'll be $5.95.
Here's $6. Keep the change, big guy.
This is a sloppy chili dog.
My favorite kind.
I need something to wash it down with. Hey, what do you have to drink?
I have prune juice and Dr. Pepper.
Ugh, we'll have 3 prune juices.
Hey, this prune juice expiration date is yesterday.
No wonder it tastes like Crystal Pepsi. Get it, huh? Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, you're hilarious. Now, get out your Palm Pilot and look up the effects of expired prune juice on the internet.
Well, according to onedayafterexpirationprunejuice.com, we're all in grave danger. Side effects include headaches, stomach pains, chronic gas, dyslexia, hemorrhoids, hysterical pregnancy, runny diarrhea, and sudden death?
Hemorrhoids? I just got rid of mine!
As you might have guessed, the isotopes all drop dead suddenly, and you are a loser. Don't be discouraged, you know. Just cause you suck, no reason to get down on yourself. I know what you're thinking. I'll stop sucking... later.